This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Jammu and Kashmir has registered voter turnout of 65.58% in the third and last phase of assembly polls till 7 PM yesterday. The highest 72.91% voting was reported in Udhampur district. Election Commission said polling for the Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly elections concluded in a peaceful and celebratory atmosphere. It said three-phase polling has concluded, heralding a new dawn for the region. The poll body said there has been no repolls so far and overall voting beats the Lok Sabha 2024 record. The commission said erstwhile terrorism-infested regions celebrated democracy and rebuffed boycotts and violence. It said scenes of voters patiently waiting in lines at polling stations set against the scenic backdrop of the region highlighted the people's strong faith in democracy. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that J&K Assembly elections have marked a significant deepening of democracy which will continue to inspire the democratic spirit of the region for years to come. Campaigning has intensified for Assembly elections in Haryana with the polling date approaching closer. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows, garnering support for their party candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally yesterday at Gadpuri Toll Plaza in Palwal district near Faridabad. He alleged that Congress is making attempts to divide the country by propagating divisions on lines of caste and religion. Mr. Modi said, "Congress's politics is limited only to false promises, whereas BJP's politics is based on hard work and results." On the other hand, addressing an election rally in Sonipat, Congress MP and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi accused the BJP of attacking the constitution and working for a handful of billionaires in the country. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 campaign will conclude on the 155th Gandhi Jayanti today. The campaign was initiated on the 17th of last month. The campaign has witnessed active participation from state governments, local authorities and community groups across the country. Addressing the curtain raiser press conference on Swachh Bharat Divas 2024 in New Delhi, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil urged people to undertake an hour of Shramdan for Swachhata from 9 today morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand today. Mr. Modi is scheduled to launch ambitious Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan with a total outlay of 79,156 crore rupees. Later, Mr. Modi will also address public meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Hazaribagh on the occasion of the concluding ceremony of Parivartan Yatra, which was started on September 20th. The Ministry of Home Affairs has released over 5,850 crore rupees to 14 flood-affected states. Maharashtra has got 1,492 crore rupees, Andhra Pradesh over 1,000 crore rupees, Gujarat 600 crore rupees, and Telangana nearly 417 crore rupees, among others. These states have been affected due to extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslides during the southwest monsoon this year. The Home Ministry said interministerial central teams were sent in flood-affected states of Assam, Mizoram, Kerala, Tripura, Nagaland, Gujarat, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Manipur for an on-the-spot assessment of the damages. The teams will be sent shortly for making an on-the-spot assessment of damage in Bihar and West Bengal, which have also recently been affected by floods. After the assessment reports of the teams are received, additional financial assistance from NDRF will be approved to the disaster-affected states. In view of prevailing situation in the region, the Embassy of India in Tel Aviv has advised Indian nationals in Israel to stay vigilant and adhere to the safety protocols as advised by local authorities. In cricket, India has clean sweeped the two-match test series against Bangladesh. The hosts defeated the visitors by 7 wickets in the second test match in Kanpur yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.